Blog Talk Radio.
And upon the likeness of the
brightness as the appearance of a man above a clone it.
Verse 27, what did he say?
27.
Yes, man.
And I saw as the clouds of...
And the color?
And I saw as the color of the alone
of amber.
And I saw as the color of amber,
mm-hmm.
as the appearance of fire round and about within it.
So he said, I saw as the color of amber. Amber is another stone that is a dark hue, right? Go ahead, read on. So this is what Ezekiel the seer, this is what is speaking to him, right? Go ahead, read on.
Within it, from the appearance of him,
of his loins,
even upon,
even downward,
even upward. Am I skipping?
All right, even downward. Upward. Come on.
Upward and from the appearance.
Now the appearance means that he's looking at something, right? He's describing what he sees. Just like Jared did in the book of Revelation. Jared, write down there what thou seest, right? Go ahead, read on.
And
from his loins, even downward.
From his loins, even downward, I saw as it was the appearance of fire,
mm-hmm.
and it had brightness around and about.
Round about. Verse 28, what do you say, Mom?
Verse 28.
Mm-hmm.
As the appearance of the boat that...
As the appearance of the boat.
Boat that is in the clouds.
Yeah, he's talking about the rainbow, Mother. Okay. Remember when Yahweh said to Noah, he made a covenant with Noah?
Right.
He said that he was not going to flood the earth with, he was not going to destroy the earth with water a second time.
Okay.
And to assure his word, he put a bow in the sky, right?
Right.
So this is the same bow he's talking about here, Mother. At the appearance of a boat that is in the cloud.
In the day of rain.
So Ezekiel the seer is explaining what he's looking at, right?
So was the appearance of the bright round and above. This was the appearance of the lightness,
mm-hmm.
of the honor.
Of the honor, greatness.
Great honor of the Yahweh and
greatness of Yahweh. And when I saw it,
I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spoke.
One that spake. Let's see in verse chapter 2 what he said. This is what he's looking at. He's looking at a dark, cute individual, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said it was like fire all around him. And then when Ezekiel saw what was going on, he fell on his face, right? We stay on the bed and we talk to him all night long,
right?
We read when Daniel said, too, I fell down like I was a dead man. So look when they show up on you, there ain't no British hype. Ezekiel 2:1-3, Mother, said, what did he say to the seer?
Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto me,
what do you think?
Son of man, stand up on thy feet,
mm-hmm.
and I will speak unto you.
So he had to get Ezekiel out of that prostrate situation, right? Because he was down on the ground and he didn't want to lift up his face, right? So he said, look here, go ahead and stand up on your feet. Verse 2, come on.
Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And the Spirit entered into me when he spoke unto me. And
so you mean, in order for you to get the Spirit, the word has got to be exchanged, right?
Right.
And quickened it me. Mm-hmm. In other words, it brought me back to a lively state. Mm-hmm. Verse number two, come on.
And set me upon my feet.
Mm-hmm.
That I heard him that spoke unto me.
Verse number three, what did he say?
Verse three.
Yes, ma'am.
And he said unto me,
yes, ma'am.
Son of man, I send you to the children of Israel. The children of Israel.
Is that what he's saying, brother?
Yes.
Son of man, I send you to the children of Israel. Go ahead.
To a rebellion nation.
What kind of people?
Rebellion.
A rebellious nation. Go ahead, then what?
That has rebelled against me.
No, mother. Let's see what they did. That Yahweh deemed them a rebellious nation, right quick. Especially the book of the Seer Jeremiah, mother, chapter 8. Let's see what makes us rebellious in the mind of Yahweh. The book of Jeremiah, the Seer, chapter 8. And let's pick it up at verse number 7 through 9, mother. Jeremiah 8:7-9. Let's see what we can gain from this.
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 8, verse 7-9.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, the stars in the heaven know their appointed time.
May the stars in the heaven know what time it is, right?
Right.
And what?
And the turtle, and the crane, and the swallow. Swallow observed the time of their coming.
So he said that the stork, the turtle, the crane, and the swallow, they operate just like Yahweh created them to operate, right? Go ahead, get up.
But my people,
what about them?
No, not the judgment of the Yahweh.
So he said, my people, though. Mm-hmm. Now I created them to play the part of the righteous, right? Let's see if we can read that, Mother Z. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4. Let's see if I want to get it from Deuteronomy 4. Let's get it from 7. Deuteronomy 7, 6 and 7. Let's see how Yahweh tagged the 12 tribes of Israel. Let's get it all the way in the book of Romans. Let's get the New Testament on the table. Romans chapter 9, Mother Z. Let's see what's going on here. The book of Romans chapter 9. As they say, the story is told. We just got to be able to put it together, right?
We
got to be able to go in the book and put the story together. Yahweh said in the book of Isaiah, he said, 51, this thing is already in you. You just need to be reignited. Re-energized by the word of Yahweh, right? Book of Romans chapter 9, mother. Let's keep that. Romans 9, let's look at, let's think of that verse number 11. Let's read a little bit of this storyline. Romans 9, verse number 11, mother, the Israel of C. Royal. Romans 9, verse number 11. Let's see how much of this we want to get into.
Romans chapter 9, verse 11.
11 through 14.
Romans chapter 9, verse 11 through 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Romans
chapter 9, 11 through 14.
Romans chapter 9, verse 11 through 14. Verse 11. For the children bring not yet.
For the children being not yet born.
For the children being not yet born.
This is for them people that say, well, yeah, he hated Esau, but he hated what Esau was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mother, this is what you put on them when they come with that lie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the children being not yet born. What about?
Okay. For the children being not yet born,
mm-hmm.
neither have did any good or evil.
So y'all probably make this call because of what Esau did. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Right.
The children being not yet born. And haven't done any good or evil. Go ahead,
Bill. Good or evil.
Yes, ma'am.
That
the According to what?
According to the election.
According to the election.
Election.
See that he called his thing because he wanted to call his thing this way. And who can turn back the hand of Yahweh?
Nobody.
Name it to me.
Not
one. So read on.
Election might stand not of work, but of him that called it.
So Yahweh called this thing, right?
Right.
Verse number 12. What did he call him?
Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
It was said unto her.
What was said to her?
The elect shall
The elder. And who was the elder, mother?
It was said unto her, the elder shall.
Now, who is the elder, mother?
The elder.
Who was the elder?
Okay.
This is the son of Isaac and Rebecca. Who was the elder?
Okay. Isaac, Abraham.
This is the son of Isaac and Rebecca, Jacob and Esau. Who were the elder?
Okay, Esau. This is Esau?
Esau. Let's say it was said out there, the elder shall do what?
Serve the young, okay.
The elder shall serve the younger. Verse number 13, come on.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
As it is written.
So this is already documented. What is
Jacob have I loved.
Jacob have I loved, but what?
But Esau have I hated.
He said, Jacob I love, but Esau I hate. Hold that point. Mother Eve, let's go to 2nd Exodus chapter 3. 2nd Exodus chapter 3, Mother Eve. Let's see that verse number 13 through 16. Let's see if the story is told in more, by the mouth of more than one seer. 2nd Exodus chapter 3, by 13 through 16, Mother. Let's see how Ezra put the story line in. Now, they all read the same information, right? They all read the same book. They all were given the same info, huh? 2 Ezra 3, 13 through 16, Mother.
Look at 2 Ezra chapter 3, verses 13 to 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 13 reads,
mm-hmm.
Now when they live so wickedly,
yes, ma'am,
before thee,
uh-huh,
thus did it choose thee a man from among them.
So that's what it means, the election. See, Yahweh made a conscientious choice. Mm-hmm. He looked at Esau and Jacob and said, hey, Jacob, you my man. Mm-hmm. That's what he did. Before they was even born, he made the call. Go ahead, read on.
Whose name was Abraham.
Mm-hmm. Hold that point up. Let's see, I made a statement. You know, we can't make a statement without getting a precept behind that seat.
That's right.
I said that he made the call before they were born.
Right?
Go to the book of Isaiah, I know I'm getting myself in tight water. Yeah.
Like me.
Well, Yahweh, ain't nobody else was given the ability that I was given, right?
Right.
Verse number 10, what do you say?
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Declaring the end from the beginning.
Right.
And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, said.
Said what?
My counsel shall stand.
My counsel shall stand.
And I will do all my pledges.
He said everything on my agenda is going to be done, right? Everything I programmed to be done is going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 55, mother. Just follow up that thing. Isaiah 55, 6 through 11. Mother Israel, see, run. Isaiah 55, 6 through 11.
You ain't going to do Jeremiah?
We come.
Oh.
Let me hit Jeremiah right quick. My fault. I'm moving too fast. Jeremiah.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 and verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Then the word of the Yahweh came unto me, saying,
then what?
Before I formed thee in the belly, I
knew
thee.
Before I formed you in the belly, I knew you.
And before thou comest forth out of the womb,
yes.
I sanctified thee,
mm-hmm.
and I ordained thee a seer unto the nation.
He said that before you was in the womb, is that what he's saying?
Mm-hmm.
I knew you. We can go and dive into that, but I don't want to get too deep into that. But Isaiah 55, brother, 6 through 11. Isaiah 55, 6 through 11.
55.
Because we know Ecclesiastes chapter 12 said that that body go back to the dust, but that spirit go back to Yahweh.
Right?
Well,
that's how you knew we
followed
Jacob from before they came out
the womb.
Hallelujah,
what?
So the book telling the whole story, we ain't
got to say
don't guess again.
Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 11.
Yes,
seek ye the Yahweh.
Seek ye the Yahweh.
Why he may be found.
Mm-hmm.
Call upon him while he is near.
You know, our people, they think they got forever, right? Mm-hmm. But forever might be the next day for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh hold your breath, my breath, in his hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, is that in the book of Job? He said, the breath of all of the ships is in the hand of Yahweh. I'm paraphrasing this, but I don't want to go read it. Verse 7, what
did
he say?
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Let the wicked forsake his way.
So the wicked is those that are transgressing against the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Those who he deemed the wicked, right?
And the unrighteous men his thoughts.
So the unrighteous man is one that transgressed the Torah instructions, right? Go ahead.
Okay.
And let him
return unto the Yahweh.
Well, like we said last night, the first step is we got to repent.
Right.
Now learn how to become a professional repentant, right?
That's right.
Go ahead, read up.
And he will have mercy upon him.
So Yahweh will do what?
Have mercy upon him.
His mercies are renewed every day, is that right?
That's right.
Go ahead, read up.
And to our Yahweh.
For well, he will what?
Well, he will a bondage pardon.
So Yahweh want Israel to come up under this curse, right?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like he happy about it. He just did what he had to do.
Right.
But because we moved him to anger. Ain't that right?
Right. Verse 8.
Verse 8, what do you say?
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Yes, ma'am.
Neither are your ways my ways.
Go ahead.
And Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Yes,
for as the heavens are high than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways.
So we are trying to figure Yahweh out. Mm-hmm. Hold that point. Let's see, it's a statement made. We're coming back there, man. I know we got about 4 or 5 scriptures on hold here, and I'm trying to use everything I got. But he made a statement in Psalms about what he's working with mother.
That's what happened.
Hallelujah.
That's all that Baruch, man. Baruch.
8.
Jeremiah chapter 8, 7 through 9. Let me see if I can get back to where I left off at. Jeremiah 8, 7 through 9. Let's see if we can creep on back, Mother Brother C. Roy. Did you read that?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 7 through 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Yea, the stars in the heaven knows his appointed time.
So the stars in the heaven know what time it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
And the turtle and the crane and the swallow
mm-hmm.
observe the time of their coming.
Uh-huh.
But my people know not the judgment of the Yahuwah.
He said, but my people know not the judgment of Yahuwah. Mm-hmm. We can read in Micah 3, 1 that it's for us to know judgment, right? Verse 8, what he said. Verse 8.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
How do you say we are wise?
He said, how you fix your mouth to say you wise? Mm-hmm. Great.
And the Torah instruction of the Yahweh is with us.
Yeah, he gave us the Torah instruction. Showed up. But what?
Lo, certainly, in vain made he it.
Because very few of us pick up the book on a daily, right?
Right.
We go week every time. We just walk past and look at it.
Hallelujah.
He said, no, certainly in vain that he is. Go ahead.
The pen of the scribe is in vain.
Verse number 9, what do you think?
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
The wise men are ashamed.
Wise men are ashamed.
They are dismayed. And take it low.
Great.
They have rejected the word of the Yahuwah.
But once we reject Yahuwah's word, that makes us rebellious. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
We go to Samuel and he said, it's just like witchcraft. And say, what do you think? Go ahead, read on.
And what wisdom is in them?
So if we don't give up the word of Yahuwah, we ain't got nothing else in our disposal that's going to pull us.
Man, I'm your father. That's true. That's true.
Verse 8, but the Son of Man,
without Son of Man,
But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto you. Be not thus rebellious, like they rebel.
Be not thou rebellious like that.
Like that rebellion family, open thy mouth and eat that I give you.
Well, he told Ezekiel, you got to do what?
Open your mouth and eat.
Open your mouth and eat that I give you, right?
You're right.
Let me see if I can pull out a quick precept money. Open your mouth and eat that I give you. It was right there on the tip of my tongue. Now it's gone somewhere else. All right. Huh? Yeah, Jeremiah feels a bit. Jeremiah chapter 3. Is that the one? Yeah, Jeremiah 15. That feels a bit. Jeremiah 15.
How about 15?
Jeremiah 15, 16, buddy. Jeremiah chapter 15.
Verse number 16.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jeremiah 15, verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Thy word was found. And I did eat them.
Mm-hmm.
And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my mind.
Great.
For I am called by their name.
I'm called by your name.
Called by your name, O Yahweh of hosts.
So he said the word was found, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I was diving into, right? Word of Yahweh. Let's run to Isaiah. Let's get a second precept on that. Isaiah 55, motherly. Let's get 1, 2, or 3. Let's get a second precept on that. Isaiah 55, 1, 2, and 3, Moses, the Israel, and Senior Royce. Let's see what we got put before us at the table. Sometimes we got to push that plate away and pick up this word, y'all go, all right? Isaiah 55, 1, 2, and 3, Moses, the Israel, and Senior Royce. So he said, our word was found, and I did eat them, right? Book of Isaiah 55, 1, 2, and 3, Moses, the Israel, and Senior Royce.
Isaiah. Chapter 55, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Hold everyone that thirsts.
Everyone that thirsts.
Thirsted. Mm-hmm. Come ye to the water.
It said, come ye to the water.
And he that has no money.
And he or she that has no money.
Come ye, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price.
Without money and without price. Verse number 2. Come out.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore do ye
spend money?
Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread?
Bread.
And ye labor for
and your labor?
And your labor for that which
satisfy
not.
Hearken diligently
unto me and eat that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in
fatness. So he said, eat you that which is good. We're going to break that down for us. Isaiah the seer told us what to do, right? He said, eat that what is good. What is this that is good? We're going to break that down. We got to preach that there. We can't leave it hanging out there. We can't just leave that hanging out there now. Hallelujah. Yeah.
everlasting. Even, okay, with you, even the
sure mercy.
Sure mercy of David.
Even the sure mercy of David. You know, David has already been given his life, right? He's going to sit on the throne judging the 12 times. Israel, he's going to be king forever. Ain't that right? So he said, even the sure mercy of David. Back then in Ezekiel chapter 2. Bring it on out, brother. Bring it on out.
Let me get my David plug in.
What about David? Acts chapter 13, verse 22. Mother, eat Israel and see you run. What about David, the son of Jesse?
Acts chapter 13, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
Acts chapter 13, verse 22.
Yes, ma'am.
Because of...
Acts 13, verse 22.
Oh, you said Acts.
Yeah, Acts. Where you at? Acts 13, verse 22. What do you say, Mother E? Acts chapter 13, verse 22.
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And when he had removed him...
Now, he removed... Who did he remove? Yes.
David.
Wait a minute.
Acts chapter 13. Yeah. Hurry up, said this, Yahweh, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O family of Israel.
So the potter is
and called for the elders of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and for the heads,
for their heads,
and for their heads, and
for what?
And for their judges, and for their officers, and for
and they
presented themselves before Yahweh.
So even after Oshia, the order still stand, right?
Mm-hmm.
He called for the elders, the judges, the officers. They came and presented themselves to him. But how can he call for a mother? Did he send a Western Union? How did he call for, might as well plug it in, right? How did he call for in the book of Numbers, Money? How did he call for Numbers chapter 10? By the Israel seed order, pick it up at verse number 1. How did he call for, Money? We might as well go and put this plug in before we get up a little Leviticus, right? Numbers chapter 10, pick it up at verse number 1.
Book of Numbers, chapter 10, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
then what?
Make thee two trumpets,
mm-hmm.
of silver.
Great.
And a whole piece.
Great.
Shall thus make them,
mm-hmm.
that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly.
Great.
And for the journey of the camp.
Verse number 3.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle, the temple of the congregation.
Number 4, come on.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
And if they blow with one trumpet,
what about?
Then the prince,
the
princes which are yet of the thousands of Israel shall gather themselves unto thee.
So we understand how he pulled that out, right? He blew the trumpet and the prisoner. So he only blew one blast, right? Yeah, and the story, it all adds up, yeah. Joshua 24, verse 1, mother, that's how he gathered the leadership, right? 24, verse 1, come on.
Joshua chapter 24. Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shittim.
Mm-hmm.
And called for the elders of Israel.
Great.
And for their heads and for their judges,
great.
And for their officers,
uh-huh.
and they presented themselves before Yahweh.
Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
Joshua called for them, but they presented themselves before who?
Yahweh.
Yahweh. Verse number 2. I don't know if y'all caught that or not. Verse number 2. Come on.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And Oshua, Joshua said unto all the people.
What did he say?
Thus said the Yahweh,
Yahweh
of Israel,
Yahweh of Israel, please.
Your father dwelling on the other side of the flood in old times,
even Terah,
the father of Abraham,
what they do,
and the father of
Nakor. And they did what?
And they served other false Yahwahs.
So that's what they were doing. They were serving other false Yahwahs, right?
Right.
So back to that second Ezra, mother. That's what we had, right? Second Ezra chapter 3, verse number 13 through 16. Second Ezra
3:13-16,
mother.
Second Ezra chapter 3, verse 13 to 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 13. Now when they lived so wickedly before thee,
uh-huh.
thus did to thee a man from among them,
mm-hmm.
whose name was Abraham.
So we understand why Yahweh told Abraham, get away from your kinfolk, right? Mm-hmm. Verse chapter 14.
Him thou lovest.
Him thou lovest.
And unto him only, thus showest thy will.
So the only way Yahweh showed his will was one man, right?
Abraham.
Verse 15, we know according to Psalm 48, the Torah instruction is the will of Yahweh. That's what he showed Abraham, his Torah instruction, right? And we can read that, right? Let's read that, Mother Z, since we got a minute. Let's run to Genesis 26. And then we can read that Abraham kept the Torah instructions of Yahweh. Genesis chapter 26, Mother, is that the one I'm looking for? Genesis 26, verse 5. Let's see if Abraham kept the Torah instructions of Yahweh, Mother Z. Genesis 26, verse number 5.
Genesis
26, verse number 5. Look at Genesis 26, verse number 5. Moses, Israel, and see you right.
Genesis chapter 26, verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Genesis chapter 26, verse 5. Mm-hmm. Verse 5. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my Torah instruction,
my commandments,
my statutes, and my laws.
And my Torah instruction. My commandments, my statutes, and my Torah instructions. So Abraham kept the Torah instructions of Yahweh, right? 2 Ezra 3, verse number 15 to 16. 2 Ezra 3, 15 to 16, Mother Eve.
2 Ezra chapter 3, verse 15 to 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And made it an everlasting covenant with him, promising him that thou wouldest never forsake his seed.
Verse
16.
Yes, ma'am.
And unto him thus givest Isaac.
I gave him Isaac, please.
And unto Isaac also thus givest Israel, Jacob, and Esau.
You gave Esau and Jacob, please.
As for Jacob, thus
chose him
to be, and put by Esau, and so Jacob became a great multitude.
They say, as for Jacob, you chose him, but as for Esau, kind of just looked right through the man and didn't see him, right? So, and we know in the book of Hebrews, Esau was rejected, though he sought this repentance with tears, right? But let's run to Leviticus 23, verse 1, 2, 23 to 25, and the next voice you will hear is be the young lion. Leviticus 23, 1, 2, 23 through 25, Mother Eve, Zechariah, see what? Leviticus 23, 1, 2, 23 through 25, what's on the table? What's right around the corner here, Mother Eve?
Leviticus
23, 1, 2, 23 through 25. Leviticus chapter 23, 1, 2, 23 to 25. After this week, we have 3 weeks before the memorial of the blood of the trumpet.
How many days we got to?
That's a one-day feast. Hallelujah. 23. We're going to read it. 1, 2. 23 to 25. Let's see what's going on with that. I'm trying to end this thing.
Okay. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 and 2. Get down to 23 through 25.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying,
say what?
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Speak unto the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
and say unto them,
what'd you say?
Concerning the feast of the Yahweh,
three.
Which ye shall proclaimed to be
righteous.
A righteous gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Even these are my feet.
Even these are my feet. Verse 23, what do you say?
Verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yahuwah spoke unto Moses, saying,
then what? Now let's see how specific Yahuwah is about his instructions here. What did he say to Moses?
Speak unto the children of Israel, saying
what?
In the seventh month.
In the seventh month?
In the first day of the month.
The first day of the month?
Shall he have a Sabbath,
mm-hmm.
and
a memorial?
A memorial of blowing of the trumpet.
Great.
And righteous supplication.
Righteous assembly. And as a young man went over last night, let's jump out when the sun goes down, right?
Mm-hmm.
From evening to evening shall you celebrate your Sabbath, right?
Right.
Verse 25, what do you say?
Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
He shall do no severe work. There is.
We have to set aside our earning power, right?
Mm-hmm.
For one day. But?
But he shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahuwah.
So on the seventh month, the first day of the month, is the memorial of the blowing of the trumpet. And all that note, we're going to bring in that young lion from the tribe of Yahshua Judah. Brother Micaiah in Israel, the CEO Roy Bassett.
about
the book of John, chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
What the Bible says about But you are ill. So we have to know that. have to know what not to visit. It wasn't just failure mating.
Yeah. It's
also failure women.
That's right.
How can we get past that?
Hell,
your women and mothers. What
do
you say?
The younger have sisters of all purity.
So we just come to find out, right? That the elder woman is as mother, right? So let's see, can somebody tell me how to breathe? And can somebody tell me what we can breathe about the age.
Hallelujah.
I got that from an elder mother a while ago. I never got it. I heard you say that to that mother.
Let's get a position in
And a mother in Israel.
Right there.
23:6, the same book?
Yeah, we're going to the same book after that. We're going to 23:6. That's it. Gospel, we want 1:9, and we want 23:6.
Joshua.
What did that with the courage, the good courage he had going on?
Joshua. Beautiful. Oh, sure.
Yes,
verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 9. Verse 9, has not I commanded you to be strong? Have not I commanded you to be strong and of good courage? Courage.
Be strong and of good courage. Yeah.
Be not afraid.
So when you of good courage, you're not what?
Afraid.
Oh! So we come to find out, we just put this on the table right now, change the picture. If you want good courage, you're not afraid,
Not afraid, neither be thus dismayed, for their Yahweh is with you with whatsoever you go in.
So mother speaking. Now remember, we're talking about the Asian women and the older women, the mother.
Yeah.
So right now, this is where we at in a second, right? And we're just coming to find out that mother is about to get ready to be her son and children.
Yeah,
she's about to have son and children, and he said, the mother was modest above all. But they also said, she was of good courage.
Yeah.
So we got to preach up in John chapter 1, verse 9, right? Good courage, they think she's wrong. You know, good courage. Then he also say, when you got good courage, you got that strength. You're not going to be afraid. You're not going to be dismayed. And he also said, why? For Yahweh, your Yahweh is with you. But you go back. You go back. When you're of good courage, you go in knowing that you got that. Chapter 23, verse 15. What do you say, Mother? Let me put this up to
Joshua.
23, verse 15.
Joshua, chapter 23, verse 6. Joshua, chapter 23, verse 6. Verse 6. Okay.
All right.
Hey, they ain't got no Bible for your body.
He got a Bible.
You don't have one. For your Bible a little bit.
We got
Why you don't want no Bible? Why you don't want no Bible?
Negativity, chapter 1, 3, and verse
Israel is doing right.
Thank
y'all you. Able to keep up pretty good over there? Yeah, okay.
Y'all know how to use the book, right?
All right.
So y'all
can
work with them?
Do it. 2 Timothy chapter 1.
They don't know how to read like God do.
Verse 3 and verse 7. That's 3 to 7. Y'all know? 3
yeah,
to 7.
Yeah.
That's a fast. First John chapter 5, verse 1, 2, and 3. First John chapter 5, verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Yahweh is Yahweh the Son, is born of Yahweh the Father, and everyone that loves him has begotten love. Him also that is begotten of him.
Yeah.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
But this we know.
But this we know. He said, hey, I want to say, I'll be happy. He said, this we know. He said, and I don't know, I mean, I'm not, you know, he didn't say nothing. You know something, you know something.
Right.
So he said, this we know. What do you know, mother?
That we love the children of Yahweh. When we love Yahweh and keep his Torah instructions.
That's when we know you love the children of Yahweh. When we love Yahweh, when you join in keeping the Torah instructions. Verse 3.
For this is the love of Yahweh.
This is the love of Yahweh. What's the love of Yahweh?
That we keep his Torah instructions.
That we keep his
and his Torah instructions are not grievous.
Yes, keeping the feast days, keeping the Sabbath days, and not grievous. So you wearing bread with a ribbon of blue around it, that's what you do on. That's not grievous to you. Being a galaxy 522, that's not grievous to you.
Yes.
None of the things can be grievous to you. If you love Yahweh,
yes.
And you're due to the right job.
Malachi
chapter 1, verse 13. see what we do. We don't want to do something. We buy things, breathe, things to be breathing.
Ooh.
This is the type of thing that Judas do. That's what I live around. What I see. What do you do, Israel, when you find out you got to do something? In the book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse 13, what is
it? He said, also, behold, for the weariness is here. Yes, for the weariness is here.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, and you have not at it.
Let me
just
say again, Mother Eve.
Not at it.
When you come to find out you got to do the 12 round structure, first 5 points to the bottom. When you come to find out you got to lose your dream, the royal blue, with that river blue going around and the gold fringe hanging down. When you come around, you gotta find out, I gotta get to sleep today, Saturday, I gotta get a guy in 5:22, I gotta love my father and mother, you know what I'm saying? I gotta love our neighbors, love our neighbors. Come and find out that you're getting in there. What you do that money?
Said the Yahweh of hosts, and you brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick, thus you brought an offering. Should I accept this of you, your hand, said the Yahweh.
Right. And what do we do if we don't do the Torah instruction? What do you say first?
She needs one right there.
He is a pimp. I do pins of them. They got to give them pins.
They got
pins. To give them pins.
They got pins.
They got to go to the right now. You got to go to the right now. You got to go to the right now. You got to go to the right now. All right, it'll be one thing that happens. Make sure you're close to being him and stuff out. But we back at it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we want to stop that time. 23 versus 26.
Yeah.
26
or 6, Makai.
23 versus 26.
Joshua chapter 23 verse 6. Verse 6. Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the Torah instruction.
Now, look, stop right there. When you being courageous, what are you shouting out that you're doing? What are you going to be doing to be courageous? To do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses. You being courageous, that's what you're doing. That means you read. What does that mean, my brother? But what they may be being courageous doing a Torah instruction at the moment, what does that mean?
That you are doing what's written in this book.
Yeah, now can you read that you do the book of the law of Moses? What do you think they're going to be doing?
Written in this book of the law, the book of the law of Moses,
mm-hmm.
that we trust,
that
you turn not aside,
mm-hmm.
therefore, to the right hand or to the left.
So you said, you very courageous to have been in the book of the law of Moses. He said, ain't no turning to no right. He said, ain't no turning to no left. Let me see why we are.
Entrance where Nazareth and where Jesus
Righteousness.
Oh, in the path of what?
Righteousness.
Oh! So now
tells you in the past of rising.
For his name's sake.
Oh, and it's for what?
For his name's sake.
And this is for his name's sake.
Verse 4. There go I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Mm-hmm.
I will fear no evil. There go I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil.
Fear no what?
Evil.
Mm-hmm.
For thou art with me, that rod, that staff, that comfort me.
So, Jesus is courageous, and the elder one is being, and this elder one is being courageous right now. It is, I mean, not now. But we started out talking about the aged woman, which was an elder mother, which is an elder. And then we can read in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 22. Now we just came all the way to this point about past and righteousness right now. And now we're going back over to Mother G of Israel. What's your dream, Mother G of Israel?
Chapter
2,
verse 7. And was on the path between them both, even between the fire and the water, so small that there could but one man go there at once.
Oh, so this thing that so small that only one person can get through here at one time. So he said, first thing in one and one only path, which is that, you know that one only path is the right path. Amen. If you're not doing the first 5 books of the Bible, and that's your only path. It's the right, it's the first 5 books of the Bible. Come on. He said between them both. That means that fire on one side, some hot conversation.
Straight
of the world, who born the generation of man. and now it's out the beginning of all things, but also of his own person give you reverence and light again. And you now regard not your own self for his law. And he is encouraging us to love after he being blood beating everything and dying from the pandemic. We're going back to pick it up at this, going back to my name. Because I have kids going forever. Just tell me about the 81. Actually, I can keep you going by instructions. This was the elder one. But we want to go
Thank you. Verse 21, And I got old Nick Daniel. Good thing come up out of there, man.
about that old town or whatever. Yeah, I'm gonna look at your boy, Nate Daniel.
But that's not true. We come back to that later. What you got,
Hey, bring it on now. Bring it on out, Mother D.O. Israel.
Isaiah 53, verse 9 and 6. And he made the grave the rich and with the rich in his death. Because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth.
What was in his mouth? Look, he ain't had no deceit within his name and no doubt. See, Mother brought that on now. That's a great precept, Mother. Great precept. I tell you, this is why we have to shut down and learn this book.
All right,
Mother T, will you hold something?